Blog Talk Radio.
They don't know, what I've been through.
We got London on the track.
They don't know the hell. They only know what I tell them. They don't know about the brand new car just bought. They don't know about the brand new house. They don't know about the brand new chick that I just fought with some good head. That's a brand new mouth. They don't know about the brand new car just bought. They don't know about the brand new house. They don't know about the brand new chick that I just fought with. They don't know about the brand new car just bought. They don't know about the brand new house. They don't know about the brand new chick that I just fought with some good head. That's a brand new mouth. They don't know about the brand new belt on the roll. That now the motherfucker got a brand new Glock. They don't know about the brand new chopper for the same old head. A nigga mad 'cause a nigga can't stop. They don't know about the old school work that I keep put up. When I pull it out, they be like, who that? They don't know about the old school days when a nigga had waves. I swear every night I wore a do-rag. They don't know about the old school day. Magic City, it was jam, a nigga want to see some booty. Got an old school hoe trying to school me. So I'ma hit that push from the back, make a screen like.
Grudge Inc. is taking over social networking. To get live, in-depth coverage on current races, follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. To view the most up-to-date and exclusive footage, subscribe to our YouTube page.
That's enough. Stunner, you, what you working on, buddy?
Man, I got a damn flat screen, bracket, some shit.
Get rid of that hot shit. They done brought you over here, him and Shaquan.
I know, right? You know they'll never bring all the shit to go with it. And a little burger, peanut butter, hey. Little jelly.
Yeah. What's going on, co-host?
Man, I'm trying to make it, brother. What's happening with you?
Oh man, same thing here. Trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. Trying to get this goddamn Zeus ready.
Zeus, I got that's a call today. Name of butt naked ride is Zeus. Y'all heard it.
It ain't never had no name. I just finally named Zeus.
Zeus coming to a theater near you.
Yeah, they threw it. He called me today. We done. All righty, yeah. Then. I'm scared with the damn bill again. I don't know. God, just take me a sack.
the new and improved Zeus.
Zeus. Yeah. They said about the rain this weekend, though. I don't know. Might not be able to catch them with.
I don't know. It rained enough. Usually when it rains early in the week, usually it can be hot. So.
Oh, yeah.
I think it'd be hot.
Well, if everything here, they're going to be, I'm going to be like Gomer Pyle. Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
That's it. Yeah, the law willing. The law willing, you know.
Always.
How'd that go?
Always.
So what the business is, homie?
Man, I don't know. Excuse me.
President, what in the world? You must have got a drill going on.
Yeah, man. I'm what's the dude name? Tom Allen. Yeah, I'm home improvement, man, tonight.
Okay.
I'm using power too.
All right. Yeah. What's wrong with that? You ain't been down in my tree, Lee.
Nah, that's it. Yeah, you funny.
I got all kinds of shit in that tree to work with, boy. Believe me.
That's that big ass damn trailer.
Yeah. Shit.
Yeah, man. I've been hearing this and hearing that. I've been hearing the 20. Well, I like it. I like what I hear, but I've been hearing this. There's been some talk between the 29 and Ty guy. They're starting to rally, say something, trying to shake it up a little bit.
What do you mean?
Toner Wright and Witt. Toner Wright had a few words for Live Action. And Live Action made Toner Wright. Well, I can't say made Toner Wright. Well, in a way, I guess I can't. I was listening. Tony Wright was acting like he wanted trouble, but I think Live Action coming out with T-shirts saying, "What the hell that damn saying was? Damn it!" I'm sure somebody gonna take it to me in a minute. But
okay.
It's on the right one, no problem when the time comes. Everybody talking right. So we here real soon when rubber meet the road.
Oh yeah.
Anybody gonna do anything with live action this year?
Well, I heard some talk today. Well, actually, the other day, what day? Today is Tuesday.
Hold on. I got a tick. I know they're gonna tell me what the stand's supposed to be. Hold on. You better know.
What? You better know.
You better know. Yeah.
Well, I heard a little bone, a little bird. Monday, was it Monday? Yeah, Monday. Monday. Fried up, man. I think it was Monday. Man, I've been working so hard, my day mixed up. One of my partner calls me, man, what is he about Shannon and Hancock ring? I said, I don't know. I already talked to Hancock 2-3 times. Then he said nothing to me about it. I was like, shit.
Yeah, they said the shadow beating on his chest about some other car that he worked on or whatever. But I don't know. I think Tony Bynes threw the shadow down that bring your car on his car. I'm talking about this damn shadow. Bring that shit on.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how that would be. He said, no, we got a 29 this tire car or whatever. And Tony Bynes said, no, ain't nobody risking that Pro Mar. He said, yeah, they might as well call Hancock. Hancock will oblige him. That's a damn sure.
Yeah, damn sure we. Oh,
they don't want
them
problems.
Hold on, they beeping in. Jane Hancock on my cell phone. Uh-huh. Talk to the host. I mean to the fan. 1 second, DJ. Hold on.
Alright. Yeah, well, welcome everybody to the show tonight. I got to excuse me because I'm talking and trying to read some damn instructions. But maybe we'll get some of them 29 inch tie bells on the line tonight. And see what's happening. I know Tony Wright probably want to cuss me out saying he was bagging down, but hell, it is what it is. But one thing about it, I'll let anybody talk, say what they want to say. If it is a lie, got them straight me. I don't want to give out no false information. So if he felt like he wanted to say something different, he can say it tonight. What y'all think? I sure y'all think the same like I think, so. In a minute, we're going to see. Thank you, Abel, which I will give him. He is a bell on them in his full back half trim. But if he want to put some 29 on the shadow, I'm sure our main man, James Hancock, will oblige him. Which Butt Neck is on the other line with him right now. I would imagine. I'm just speaking. I would imagine that. I can't say this or say that. Get worried about somebody feel bad or whatever, but you ain't got to worry about that. That part will be handled if they'll do it. We ain't going to let no race stop and language stop some action if that's going to be the issue. There ain't going to be no issue as far as that concerned. Brian's supposed to be back on the scene here in a minute. Also, out of the Hancock Performance Camp, but Naked is a part of the Hancock Performance. He's a product of Hancock Performance. Hancock is the world's fastest nitrous. Hell, he's the world's fastest, period, on a 315. Fastest in the world on a 315. James Hancock. But Naked's engine builder, tuner, and all that. All the above. Yeah, sure. I guess we were here back home. I can't open up nobody's damn mic, so me sitting there talking about myself here. I don't want to hear myself right now because I'm doing something. So head up, Butt Naked, get back on the line and open up some mic. I'm looking now, trying to find something, trying to talk. And ain't nobody talking back to me. Need some help. Hold it back. And that's how I have to. I ain't got no damn help, no kind of. Get up, woman. You hear me talking to you? Don't let nobody hear you tell me to shut up. Maybe they might have heard me. means I'm not eight. I run the show. But yeah. Well, not your small blog world is starting to grow. I got some intel on some nice and small block cars that will be coming out before the year's out. Actually, I think they're already completed. So a couple of these end-of-the-year races, I tell you, going to be off. Listen, you better know. Oh, okay. What I said. Yeah, you better get it right. You better know. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought the live action saying is you know better. Okay.
DJ.
Yes.
What's going on?
Who is this? Cadillac.
Hell, oh, God. Let me go ahead and mute myself and come back home.
You know I'm messing with your business.
God, dog. I got to hurry up and do some damn. I got to hurry up and do some damn racing.
Cadillac racing, man, what you talking about? Cadillac
say
he better not catch you in the bean, Ben.
Yeah. He racing back and forth from the hospital. That way he racing.
What's happening, Ben? What's going on?
Oh, man, just chilling. What's going on?
I'm trying to see what's going on. I'm trying to see what's happening.
Yeah.
You're one of the ones with the nitrous small block. What is going on with the nitrous small blower?
Hey, man. Hey, I'm looking for it. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what's going on with the Nike Small Block. I want to know if I can compete a little bit, you know, just hold my own just a little bit.
Well, one thing I will say about my main man, Biz.
Yeah, just a little bit.
He's definitely going to go. Can nobody say, can't, I don't care, they may have their opinions about the Biz here and there, but can't nobody say that you won't go.
Yeah, I got a question, man. One of your homeboys got called out last night and want to know if he's going to ducking the law. See if y'all can get old ducking the law on the phone. Yeah, see if y'all get him on the phone.
He said, can I get him on the phone?
Yeah, see if y'all can get him on the phone.
Who called him out?
I can't get him on. Somebody text me ducking the law number.
Yeah, try to get ducking the law on. When they came up to Chicago 2 years ago and got paid, and got some people from Chicago asking them would they come back up on July 19th.
They got some up north money, and they want to see if they can get some of that back. You know, they want to they want to be obliged.
You know, it's funny when the man said, "Let me take my stuff."
The South boys are saying, "Hey, you got something belong to us? We need that."
Hey, he tripped me out. He said, "Let me take my sponsors, pull apart." Chicken coop racing. Oh, man.
Hey, man. Well, one thing about Doug and the law go. Doug and the law went up there and did their thing.
See if we can get him on back up there July 19th.
Yeah, somebody send me a text. Send me Doug and the law number so I can get him on. See what they're going on. See what they going to do.
What button neck of that?
He's on the other line talking to the world's fastest 315.
Okay. I got to let Bill Nicky know I locked him in last night.
Uh-oh. You locked him in with who?
I locked him in with Ground and Pound.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, well, no throttle, all throttle, no bottle.
All throttle, no bottle, yeah.
Yeah.
That was all throttle, no bottle. He locked him in with Bill Nicky for, who got to be on most?
But nigga get to spray the house down.
But nigga get to spray. I don't want to call nobody a fool. Somebody wants to run on the motor.
No, they get to spray too. I had to make them go, I had to give them 1-1.
1-1. Both of them 28?
No, they ain't 28. They got a back half car.
But he gonna cry.
He gonna cry. You know, but they gonna cry.
He gonna say nothing but
hey, Biz.
Yeah.
Biz, you have to make sure you straighten out that 1-1 with them, because they said you ain't playing with that wood.
They don't know a one and one. It's only one thing that could be the one and one.
You in the back tire and got beat them by one.
Yeah, the clear. They get the back tire to clear. That's,
well, and I told them. I told them that you did say it, but you know, sort of in the conversation. But he said it's okay. But you know, just to make sure and you know, let everybody know because they called me on it today, yesterday.
Oh, were they expecting the break?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Break.
No.
But it's okay, though.
Yeah. That's universal. That one and one is universal talk. It's like telling somebody, you got the back tire. You know, it's universal. You know, so I mean, I'm sorry if they misunderstood. Now I'm a gentleman. If they did not understand, we can go ahead and kill a lockup. I'm a gentleman. I ain't trying to trick nobody, but one and one is one and one. I mean, all over the country. You gonna get the break, you got to say the break, you got to say the leave, you got to say the wiggle, you gotta say something.
Right. Well, I think that's pretty noble of you to let him get out of it if he wants to, but I think he all right.
I ain't into tricking, man. I'm into racing. So if you wanna, you know, send Tommy a text and tell him to call in. We can get to understand. Now, if he wiggle out, I'm sure we're going to talk about him. But, yeah.
One thing about him, he's a stand-up guy, too, though.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
He really don't like to lock in, but he'd go if he go.
Oh, yeah. Only reason I want to lock you know what? My thing is locking in some of these guys. They're traveling 12 hours, 13 hours. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I know the guys in the Midwest going to go. I do know that. But it is, you know, fair for them guys that's coming 10, 12 hours, at least have one race locked in. Now, knowing they're going to race more than that, I don't think 7-Up, when they came up the first time, when they came up, they didn't have no races locked in, none. But when they got there, 7-Up ran three times. The Gangsta Boo won once. And Donye and Trigger was locked in the run. Donye was giving Trigger the break with Bam Bam, and Donye was in the lead. They were giving the break today. I wanted to see that race bad. I wanted to see that race. Boy, I wanted to see that race.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I did too.
Yeah, Donye could give a Joker the break. You know, he know how to get somebody the break. A lot of people don't know how to get somebody the break. Yeah, when Donye gave Jimbo the break, they damn near like they left together.
Yeah, he take that break, right? A lot of people scared to get that break, but you know, a good driver that know his car can get somebody to break and not let the break be what it be. But you know, also a good driver know how to take the break to show fuck somebody up too.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I don't think about giving that break. Yeah, it can you can burn your trash up giving somebody a break if you don't know what you're doing. But you must know your car. You must know it. And Tony Bynes and Leon, they were talking pretty good last night, DJ.
Yeah, what now?
I said Tony Bynes and Leon, they were talking pretty good last night.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to work something out. How you feeling, DJ?
Hey, man. Same day. Same story, different day. Everybody waits. Anyway. Well, all I can say is once, you know how you got waiting on somebody to hand the baton off? That's what we're waiting on. We're trying to run the relay. You know how you got everybody in their position ready, waiting for somebody to hand the baton. No, I'm waiting for the baton to be put in my hand, then everybody else ready to go.
I know that's right.
Yeah, so. It can happen really quickly. I just get one thing in my hand. It's the most important thing.
Yeah.
But, this should be in the day now. Should have been last week, but, you know. I can get a call tomorrow and say, come on, This for me. I'm gone. I'm stopping whatever I'm doing, and I'm out of here.
Yeah, I gotta go out testing soon. It's been raining pretty good down here, so I gotta get some clear weather and get on out to the track. You know.
Well, one thing about I don't think it's gonna be, but it shouldn't take but it's about a day or two to get it down on in. So.
I got a question, BJ. You don't have both cars. You don't have mattress cars. You don't have force induction cars. What's easier to dial in, a force induction car or a nitrous car?
Well, to be honest with you, I've always had force induction.
Oh, okay.
I've anything I had that was a nitrous, I would consider some.
All right, I'm back.
I'm back,
DJ, and who we talking with so I can put their name on the board right there.
But I honestly think it's easier with beers on here been helping me a little bit. I think it's probably easier to dial in a nitrous car. More than likely. The biggest thing, what people got to realize, though, honestly, the car got to be right.
The chassis?
Yes, sir. I mean, that's what people got to realize. I mean, that car, for one, you can have a good motor with that car in here, right? You're wasting your time. And vice versa.
Yeah, vice versa. I was going to say vice versa.
I think it's a little easy, get motor put together good, making some power. All you got to do is apply it.
What's the most important thing you got to have ready, gets to be right on the chassis? Is it the pinion angle? Is it the shock? Is it the front shock? And but they can chime in when you want to. What has to be dead on for that car to car to
everything,
work well?
Everything got to be right.
Everything got to be right. Everything. Ain't no one in particular.
Listen, man, it's getting to the point, man, this stuff is getting so crucial and crazy, man, where, it's getting to the point where it ain't so much. Everybody got horsepower. Everybody got motors making some power.
You got a mic open. Did them guys know they were open, DJ? That 4309, is he talking? I opened their mic while I was too.
Yeah, that's big.
Cars all these days, it's getting down to, it don't matter which, because everybody gonna have some power, everybody gonna have decent cars, I guess, but it's getting down to a tumor game. Getting more and more so a tumor game because.
I got a question, but naked. When your car leads a line, and it goes towards the wall left, what do you need to do to your car to get it to just say the back going straight, but it's planting right, but it's driving left. What's causing the car to drive left?
It's strange that you ask that question. It can be several different things. But I had the same problem. I had to find it. I found it. It's going to be a different thing. It can be your tire. Your tires can be, out around. One tire can be bigger than the other tire.
About the rear tire or the front tire? The rear tire or
the
front
back
tire?
When you go buy your 2.6, they're not the same. You buy two 28.10.5, they ain't going to be 28.10.5. One of them will be taller than the other a little bit. So you got to blow the oil.
Where you go buy your tires from? Where you go buy your tires from?
I buy my tires from Summit.
Okay. Do you get them shipped to you, or do you go there and get them?
I go there and get them, but they don't never have one, two of them supposed to be the same. They are the same, but they're not. They mark them. They measure them. You get the closer
they
one.
Mark
you
them in front. They measure in front of you.
No, I measure my own.
See, that's the problem. That's the problem. Yeah, see, that's your problem. The little speed shop we got up in Indiana, they go to the back, they get them 28, and they bring a paper tape out there and say one is 83.25 and that other one is 85. They don't, they take that other one back. They go get you another 85, or they go get you an 83.25, and they measure them right there in front of you. Some is so big and got so much business. They
have
an
83.25 or 83.125 and stuff like that. That's okay. That's fine. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get down that big, that much different. I don't anyway. I measure my own when I go pick them up.
Okay. So it could be the rear tire. It could be the rear tire, not the same size. But say the rear tire is the same size. Say your pinion angle is dead on. Could it be something in the front suspension?
The car,
the car could not be be scaled right. Also, it could not be scaled right. Also, where to correct that problem, you can, if you're going right, you can adjust your, I mean, left, you can adjust your up control on a little bit too. Put a one flat in it. You add a flat to it, a flat turn, and try to correct it that way. Oh, yeah. Okay. But with that being said, Biza, for the ones that are listening, what the world is that noise is?
I don't know.
Might be that other number, that's 4309.
Hold on, my generator. Hold on.
No, that's me, Sputnacker. It's Will. I'm on mute.
Oh, okay. Okay, all right, Big Will, let me put your name on that. With that being said, Biz, I'm finna have a Rummick sale. I'm going all carbon fiber. Anybody want to buy? I got some fiberglass parts sale. Dick lid, doors, and all this stuff. Hood, you name
it. You know
what? I got.
What the hell you doing,
Sputnacker?
I hear what you said now. What?
I'm going carbon fiber. I'm calling in the morning.
I think that's to me, honestly, Sputnacker, I think that's a waste of money, going like carbon fiber doors, carbon fiber, because I don't see the difference in weight and what you're going to gain and the price. I don't see the benefit of it. I really don't. Nah.
The benefit for me is I don't have a chrome out of car. My car is mild steel. I can't take no more weight from nowhere else really too much. So my weight going to have to come from the body parts.
Well, how about
why don't you just cut that cage out? Yeah, over the winter, why don't you cut that cage out and put you a chrome moly cage in there? Instead of, you would come out cheaper.
Damn sure
will. Yeah, but I think who that was? Whit. I think Whit told me that chrome moly cage ain't but like 75 pound difference.
Okay, and what's gonna be the weight difference with the carbon fiber?
It won't be 75 pounds.
It ain't gonna be 75 pounds. I don't think.
No, it'll be less, maybe 15. 20.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I figured I calculated roughly around about 30.
Yeah. And it's going to probably be $3,000. And it's going to be about $3,000 or more to buy that stuff. So,
I agree with Biz. I mean, I would find another way to spend that $3,000 on something to make the car go faster or something.
And stronger.
Shit. Yeah, they're not going to go faster. Yeah, chrome out stronger. But hell, I don't went so damn far now. Hell, I want to ride a fat pig. Got to feed that motherfucker. I'm slopping the hell out of that bitch now.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, got to lock the race button.
The thing is, don't get me wrong. Now, if you can go, if you want to do it. I ain't trying to stop and do nothing. You can do both.
Oh yeah.
The two together would be 100 pounds.
Yeah. What lock in race you talking about, Biz? Wait a minute, we got some callers, y'all. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. We get these two callers. I got Mark and Smofo. 313-0448. Your mic is live. 313-0448. 313-0448. Your mic is live. All right. Going back on mute. Mark. Now,
hey. What the fuck you mean you got, Ma? You got the boss on the goddamn phone. What the fuck you mean?
what are Rosie at then, boss?
You got it. What you fella doing?
What's up, boss?
Oh, Nick.
What's up, man? DJ.
Yeah, so what's happening?
You know who got all that motherfucking call and file shit. You know who to call about that shit. If you were playing goddamn dumb on the phone.
Yeah, I who on the phone?
I said, you playing dumb as hell on the phone. You know who got all this motherfucking carbon fiber shit.
Y'all got it.
Okay, sure do. Sure do.
We get out while we open your mic. We know you can enlighten us.
Yeah, sure do.
You got something for sale, homie?
Yeah. Come on and get it.
Don't think I won't, goddamn it.
How the short call looking, Mark?
Man, that motherfucker, he knows some spitting out bullets.
Hey,
Mark, I'm going to tell you something now. I'm going to tell you some real talk. You were discussing today, earlier today. They got that motherfucker horse sitting in the stable just grazing on some goddamn, like, waiting on your ad to come. You're going to get your fur grade raised from the motherfucker. They just waiting on you to say y'all ready.
Oh, shit. Who?
Yeah, I want to know who this motherfucker is.
Who you talking about, nigga?
They ain't got all person, but the car ain't ready. The car be ready next week. Well, tell these motherfucker ass and don't call me next week. Yeah, you next week to tell me. And sure as all, if it's that goddamn weak ass CC, I'm going to beat your ass if he deliver a message. Hey, I ain't talking to CC, man.
I'm talking about CC.
Uh-oh. CC ain't got no Mustang.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, they do. They got a Mustang.
What
on
28, that pretty one.
Well, I tell you what, butt naked. It's 70, right? Whoever's waiting on us, just tell them, keep holding on.
Okay.
Tell them, just keep holding on.
They ready, really, now. I think they waiting on something that they want. They don't order something that they trying to chain one more something.
But tell them, they better chain all this stuff and order some more something, cause I'm going to get on their goddamn ass with something.
What's on the right, talking about?
Not a
he been that breed loud. He been that breed loud with that weak ass Chesico he got. Tony Wright got that weakest Chesico in the goddamn game. Tell him get up.
He looks just like that ugly motherfucker.
Now you know we got to get Tony Wright on the line, man.
Hey, what y'all wait on?
Get Tony Wright on the line, goddammit. Get him on the line.
I ain't on with that motherfucker tonight. Y'all been ripping my foot for sure.
Hell no. Get him on the line.
I ain't got his number.
Ain't nobody trying to argue with him?
I don't know his number. I don't know that song going number. Yep.
Hey, DJ.
Yes.
Let me open the other mic right quick, Mark. Hold on. They've been holding for a while also. 734-7294.
All right, what's going on? DJ Grant and Butt Naked. This Corey, just calling in to support the show.
Appreciate
okay,
it,
cool. Appreciate it, homie. Your mic open, dude. You get ready. Just speak.
Okay, cool. All right. Yep.
Hey, Corey, right. We appreciate you calling, but you left a goddamn name out.
Oh, sorry about that, Mark. Sorry about that, Mark.
You get your hands on the floor and give me 15 push-ups.
All right, when I come to Indiana, I'm going to give you 15. My bad, Mark.
Oh, wow, boy.
Yeah.
Hey, how long before short of debut, man?
Yes.
How long before short of debut?
Man,
how long before short of debut?
And that motherfucker Davey really supposed to be this weekend. They working now.
Oh, shit.
Oh, okay.
This weekend.
I hear y'all put another motherfucker debut in the weekend, too, goddamn.
Uh-oh. We got two more coming out this weekend, Ken and Kane and Shaw.
Both of the 29 cars.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. That's what I'm talking about. We've been here some actual 9-0
with the 29. Last time we seen Ken and Kane, that bitch got licked. Somebody licked the hell out of Ken and Kane.
Hey. Somebody put a hot ass on that candy. Yeah, it's a new day now, though. I ain't gonna lie to you. It's a new motherfucking day this trip, buddy. it's a new motherfucking day. I ain't gotta worry about you no more. Hey, DJ.
Yeah.
Been that motherfucking dude over there you saw the last time spying and shit call you. I don't know, DJ, that he did this motherfucker right. New day, buddy.
New day.
Yeah.
Okay,
then. Well, you know, you got to show us to show out, so I'm going to shut the fuck up until we show up and show out. Then I'm going to do my thing. I ain't going to be like, man, you talking all this shit and that motherfucker got that fella in the face. I ain't going to do that.
No, can't do that. Well, we definitely look forward to it. Yeah, what went on, what happened. And good luck to y'all for sure.
They say
Tony Wright was talking pretty nasty to y'all yesterday.
Well, you know, a motherfucker don't always talk when the car ain't out. But you just, hey, just calm down. Everybody just calm your goddamn ass down and just let us get a couple days up on our belt and get back to the table and goddamn it, we'll be ready soon.
That's what I'm talking about.
Just calm down. We ain't sneaking and ducking. Just let us calm, you know, just get a couple pieces to go. It's a new car. We got to make one hit. We're in left field right now. But y'all already know if a motherfucker even look like it's all wrong, they can lock their goddamn ass in.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, homie. Do y'all thing.
But, nigga, you better not say nothing. I'm telling you, you ain't allowed to say nothing.
I don't have no coin y'all playing right now. Man, Junior ain't nowhere near my play. But I'm still going to win. He got the same size I got, I'm going to blind that motherfucker for you.
But nigga, don't start this time of the season. You ain't never gave a fuck, so stay John Wayne. Stay John Wayne now.
I'm still John Wayne.
John Wayne.
I don't give a fuck. I'm going to fuck goddamn
Junior. Stay John Wayne now.
Fuck Junior Ray. Oh, you got some help on him, Mo. I can see them number. Hold on. I just got back to the board.
I
hope it ain't Nardo. Nardo, I got a headache. Don't do it. 901. 9504.
Hey, but naked.
Yeah.
Hey. Bobby Cole, man. What's going on?
Bobby Cole.
What's going on, Bobby? I thought you were Nardo. What's going on, man?
Ain't too much. I see y'all downgrade my boy, 901 boy.
Bullshit.
Yeah. No, we ain't downgrade. Me and Mo,
like
damn four flat tire guy. Then we talk shit to each other. That, hey, out of all these guys we met on in the world, Mo one of the really ones.
Well,
me and talk ladies.
I gotta agree.
July, y'all ain't gonna have 9 line open because I'm gonna be on all these motherfuckers.
Uh oh.
I heard you supposed to debut this weekend. What you wanna do with that goddamn Mustang you got, Mr. Bobby Cole?
Anything that you think that I can have, whatever you wanna do. I don't care what tie size,
shit,
I'm gonna have all tie sizes up in there.
We need some clarification. Bobby Cole, please tell everybody what kind of car you coming out with and what you're sitting on.
I got my Mustang. I got drag rays on it. 315 or 29.
315 or 29.
Yes, sir.
Now, Bobby, you know my man. My man is the bad man on 315. You know that, right?
Well, we're going to have to find out.
And my man, the bad man, Grudge on 315, too.
Yo, man, ain't shit.
Well, shit. Don't say that, though. I ain't going to tell
him
that.
Let me pay my $5 to you later on, DJ. I got to say that one word one time. When you came to Phoenix City, I was a $15 fence swinging ass nigga. Now I got a goddamn car. It ain't in your goddamn class. Give me the hit, goddammit, I'll try you.
Give you
the hit. I'm gonna be on 20, stop suspension. I just wanna ring you for the fun of it. I'm gonna bet you some money though. I bet you about $1,500.
Hey,
that's all I can say.
But nigga, you got it.
All right. Hey.
You got it.
You're gonna think I work for Mickey Thompson.
I'm gonna have some secret.
Okay.
I'm gonna have some 1734s on. I'm gonna have some 29s on, and I'm gonna have 28s on. I'm gonna have everything up in that trailer. I ain't gonna change the gear and get down, man.
Hey, listen.
Well, you change that gear and put some 28s on. We got a ring. I don't care if I win, lose, or draw. I just want to ring your head one goddamn time. I ain't gonna ring you no more. Did that
now,
one time.
I ain't gonna lie. I ain't never heard nobody say what you just said. You said that you like Burger King. They can have it their way, however they want it.
Nine times out of ten, that's the way it's gonna be.
The hell out of here.
Hey, yeah. DJ.
Yeah, man.
I'm Mark Obama. I approve that message. Why are you crazy?
Oh, shit.
I'm on Mark Obama.
I'm glad we got somebody from the shake this shit up. God.
Hey.
That was the game been missing. That was the game been missing right there. We need that.
Yeah, I heard a dude on that arguing the other day trying to get a race to come back. Somebody wouldn't race him and all. They going to wait till they time. Oh, man, I don't play them games. I'm going to get down. You just got to whoop me. That's it.
That's it.
All
right.
You see, I'm brand new at it all over again, and I'm coming out just as fast as I was when I left.
Well, hold on. So you feel like you're going to come out and dominate the small town world?
I feel like I'm going to be competitive, yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to say I'm going to dominate because therefore –
I know some people try to wait, but I'm
gonna be competitive for a motherfucker to say, okay, well, yeah, I tried him and I whooped him.
That's all I want to do, Bobby.
Bottom line,
oh,
you're trying to go.
Oh, hell, DJ.
Yeah.
I mean, goddamn, K9 in the middle, one,
and,
but.
Uh-oh.
And when you see me, all three of them 901 boys going to be ready. They going to be ready this time. All four of them, matter of fact.
You're going to
be stepped up a little bit.
Oh, shit.
I told you, Marco, I approved his message.
We coming. You'll see.
I believe you. I ain't down you one bit. Now. I ain't down you one bit. I'm glad
when
to see.
I got my race August 17th. That's my debut.
Where going to be at, man?
But we might have it up in Michigan on the 2nd, somewhere up in Michigan, sir, on the 2nd or something like that. Might see one up that way.
Okay.
The 17th, where you going to be at? In the hole?
Yeah, we're going to be in the hole.
Yeah, there's a benefit race. We're going to be in the hole.
If you want to try your luck, just throw the dice up when you come in the gate. If you ain't never had a job, you got one.
Open up that post. 4649, but they open up 4649.
If you ain't never had a job, you got one that day.
Well, that'll work. Okay, I'm coming to you 4649. We got one in front of y'all coming together. 920-5429. Your mic is live. 920-5429. Your mic is live.
Oh no, I got
coming
a back one
more.
Got a back
okay,
all
right.
Jump back in.
All right.
Open that other goddamn mic up. That's who I want.
Uh-oh.
Who you want, Mark? That's 496,
that goddamn 20. Open that mic up.
All right, I'm finna open up. I got. Wait a minute. Let me find your introduction music. There you go, right there.
motherfucker. I always play that goddamn music.
My hip. I'm gonna die for my. I've been grinding outside all day with my. And I ain't going in unless I'm with my hitters. My hitter, my.
My hitter from like Atlanta, Georgia. He is right here. Your mic is live.
Live
my
action. Live action on the line.
Good afternoon, DJ Grant and the 901 Bad Boys Show. What's going on? I see Obama on here. How you doing, Mr. Cole? How you doing, Mr. Cole?
I'm trying to make it.
Okay. Glad to hear from you. I see you gonna finna shake the game back up, huh?
Yeah, I'm finna try something. I'm gonna see if I can turn the world around.
True. You know, I heard y'all said something about having the race over there. I didn't get a phone call. Did I miss a phone call?
Didn't nobody
call me and get permission to have a race over at our track. Are we on over there now? Did y'all call another member live action or
you made me lose my word.
Oh, okay. I'm just curious.
Hey,
I didn't get a phone call. Somebody didn't take me. What's up,
Mark?
You forgot my number. What happened?
I'm ready to lock your ass in. See, you said that goddamn August 17. Get your ass down.
We ain't ready. What's going on August 17? I thought y'all said y'all going to Michigan on August 17.
Nah, August 2nd. 17 will be in at home.
Oh. Well, let me check the schedule and make sure it's available for y'all to rent it out that day.
They're doing a benefit race for my son. I said, we're doing a benefit race for my son.
Okay, that's good today, Bobby. That's cool.
Okay,
well, hold on a minute. When is the trick or treat race going to be?
November.
Okay.
When you think trick or treat?
October.
So what? October.
Yeah, October.
Okay. Well, we need to see if we can make that show then.
I'm trying to get that August 17th. No, and trick or treat, we'll do it again.
We're not ready yet, Mark.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, sir. We'll do it in trick or treat then.
Yeah. I know we'll be ready then. Hopefully, we'll be ready then. That way we can come over there. Hopefully, we can get more action this year than we got last year.
I got three of them motherfuckers sitting there. You got a chance to knock my goddamn head off this day.
Well, down goes Fraser.
Well, Fraser down.
One thing I will say about the 901 Bad Bro and their crew, we know they're going to go. Hands down. They're going to go.
Hey, we told you that from the beginning.
What's up?
Y'all got $30. Y'all can come get, goddamn it, on August 17th, goddamn it.
Ooh. Who did what?
Yeah. You know who the fuck this is. You don't want no motherfucking
problem.
Oh, no, 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 no.
He's scared of talking right there with. He's scared of talking right there.
They told me. We got three coffee over there, 10 apiece.
Well, hey, one thing about it, I'm going to make sure I have me some security guard with us to try to get up out of there with it, because we going to come get it. I know we going to come get it.
Quinn, you ain't got to have no goddamn security guard with a motherfucker put a scratch on you. You going to blow the bottom up.
If you leave there with them motherfuckers with that money, you're going to give your key to the track. You're going to own the track for real then.
Somebody told me, watch the way Mark and Wit attitude change. You ain't going to be able to say that to them now. When Bobby around, watch how they turn up. And they show the truth. Y'all turn up now.
We turn up, motherfucker.
Hey, Butt Nick,
can you play my song for me?
You know it's a real hell,
Butt Nick, open up 9692706.
Can you play it? Ain't nothing to cut the bitch off.
I ain't got that one, Mo. I mean,
on my song, you sorry motherfucker.
I ain't got it, man. I ain't got it. I ain't got that one. I'm looking for it all. From the 9602, I don't see it. 9602, what you said?
Hey, DJ.
Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes.
I approve that message.
I hear you, Mark Obama.
Hey, I'm finna fire up in a minute, goddamn it, Mark. He finna fire that bitch up.
Get the hell out of here. Shout up in the crank.
Yeah, we finna crank that bitch up in about 30 minutes.
Ooh. Make sure y'all got all the wires and everything right on there. I don't want nothing to happen to you.
We got everything right.
Okay, make sure everything is right.
Yeah. We waiting on y'all to come out. Y'all coming, y'all freshening up. We know y'all come with a new motor in that motherfucker. We don't
give a fuck. We gonna come over there. Well, really, we don't need no new motor with because, hell, when nobody close to the last motor. So we don't need
a new one. Yes,
but y'all just we got to paint it. Got some flame paint on that motherfucker. Shit, yeah.
I don't know why. So we were going to put some flames on that motherfucker ourselves. You ain't had to paint them on now.
We will see. It's going to be some flames, all right. We're going to set the woods on fire in that hole and run everything up out of there. There's going to be some flames going on around there, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I tell you what, I'm gonna give you all your gas money. If you run us out that hole, man, that man gonna have no problem when he come in that motherfucker. He can even think about.
That shit sound good.
Y'all finna have some problems in Grudge Racing now. See, y'all
good. Hey, Dwayne, you see we ain't called you all month long to the day. 30 minutes away. You can get your head down.
Oh, shit.
Well, like Witt said, we really haven't had any problems. But,
nah,
yeah, we really
ain't
had
no
action. We really ain't had no action with
problem.
Y'all and Tony. That, you know,
yeah.
For real, that's the only action we done had. Y'all and Tony.
You well, know, don't worry, Tony. We're going to be enough action for your ass. We're going to be enough, Gaddy. You ain't got to worry about nobody.
One thing about it, Witt, let's get this real clear. This ain't Turbo Tim. I ain't going to be like that calling us out, putting us in the book like Turbo 10. That ain't going to happen. Yeah.
Gonna
happen. You sure trying to put your ass in that book.
just
try to show up. That's what you got to do. First,
you got to show up.
Oh, they going to
show
up.
Out. They going to show out. We going to show up and show out.
They going to show.
One thing about it, we love them drag radio just like y'all. Love them. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, we love them motherfuckers just like y'all. Yeah,
where y'all was told at? Y'all said it was a mercy rate. There was no goddamn gun rate.
I'm tired.
That ain't no rate when y'all whooped Tony. Where y'all gap it, man?
Yeah.
That goddamn skinny man got out the car and cut the car off and got back in and cut the motherfucker back on and still goddamn it hit the brakes on Tony.
I tell you, I don't know what kind of goddamn fire brand Tony had on that bitch. That bitch wouldn't burn up for nothing in the world. They had 9 flames on that motherfucker.
That's a fucked up chick. We just got lucky with that, Ray. I believe Tony had a problem. I believe the cuffs fell off.
Yeah.
So we'll take that. I'd rather be lucky than good any day. I'd rather be lucky than good. But I believe he had a problem with something, shit. Because they won the number.
Shit, he
wasn't
nothing wrong with Tony's car. Ain't shit wrong with his car. He just didn't know what he was getting into. I know what I'm getting into.
I know y'all coming, man. I know y'all coming.
Well, you know the good come with the bad, so.
Yeah. Dealing with the sweet.
Just tell your lady when you leave the house. There's a good possibility you might not come back.
Yeah. You see what we did to Butt Naked? We put that dick all up in his goddamn back.
Wait, you know y'all won on a motherfucking prayer. I had y'all beat all the way to the goddamn 659-foot mark, coasting on y'all motherfuckers.
Hey, man.
Hey, let me tell you something. Y'all
did
might
you
have a fellow Bible. Ain't shit y'all got over there to fuck with me. Nothing. Them new car y'all got, don't make me buy me one. That's all I can tell you.
We got the same old shit we've been had. It ain't like
nah,
it's
hell.
You're new.
We were renting with, I was the HNIC, goddammit. Don't make me buy me another one and be another HNIC on y'all motherfuckers
or whatever.
You can buy
whatever the fuck you want to buy.
Well, goddammit, make me buy one. Make me buy one.
Well, get your ass in the water. Get your ass in that water again. I'm going to make you buy one. See, Hancock ain't going to be able to go everywhere with you. That's why you ain't going to be able to beat us, motherfucker.
They ain't got to go everywhere. They ain't got to go everywhere. I know how to tune a little bit, goddammit.
Good.
Putting the head in.
Well, I'm glad you told me.
What do you think we're doing? Doing what we do, what we do.
Do what?
But let me tell you like this. He going, and we got them going to rule the world. Believe that.
Hey, buddy.
You see what I did to you and Hancock, goddamn, in Montgomery, didn't it?
Man,
the way
we kept
your ass,
you already
know. The way we kept your ass, you ought to be quiet.
Hell yeah.
Man, that wasn't no gap. We really
had
two tunnels there. 659.
You had two tunnels there.
We were ringing my head.
You had two of the baddest tunnels in the world and still could stay out there.
All right. You know that truck has more to come out of it. Don't ask.
And we was on radio. I bet you won't come to that radio track.
I got y'all ass on July the 12th. You know what it is.
Man, that ain't no radio track. That's a goddamn slick track. That's some bullshit track. That ain't shit. We just going over there just to show you we don't give a fuck about you. You come with that goddamn, we can put that radio down there. You ain't going to do that.
We're going to do that.
We just coming over there, goddamn it, just to show you we just having fun. We really don't even be running you over there again. I just decided I was going to do that just to show you we don't give a fuck about you. Just show you out in front of your fan, but you ain't gonna come out. You ain't gonna come to no motherfucking radio track and fuck with us.
Where
you
got to
run them at with? I gotta run their ass over that goddamn in Alabama, right there by Birmingham. What the name of that?
I ain't never been to
the
track either. Laster something, ain't it?
Laster Bound. But you used to running on bullshit ass tracks. You used to run on shit that ain't.
How in the hell you figure I used to run on them kind of tracks?
Well, I ain't calling
the
track bullshit. I ain't trying to call track. I'm just saying tracks that don't be prepped. Like the other tracks prep, like they prep Moulton this weekend. They prep Montgomery one time. They sprayed that motherfucker one time while we was over there. One motherfucking time. I count it. And man, that ain't prepping no goddamn track. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. They get mad at me.
That was an easy count for you, Whitney. You said you counted.
Yeah. They sprayed that motherfucker one time. DJ Grant, then I kept telling you, DJ, will you please tell them to spray the motherfucker?
I told them.
I ain't knocking you, DJ. You did everything in your power to get them. Yeah. I told them, please spray it. No, it ain't. It going to mess it up. And man, get the fuck out of here. These folks spraying these tracks all night and all day. And y'all tell me it's going to mess it up. Man, that's some bullshit. Y'all need to spray these tracks where we can be safe out there with these fast-ass cars on that little-ass tire. They need to spray these goddamn tracks. You see how Moulton sprayed their track this weekend, don't you? Them boys were flying over there. The slicks and radio. So ain't no excuse about you can't spread or you don't want to spread and all that bullshit. We ain't going nowhere. If you don't spray that motherfucker and prep that motherfucker the way we like it, we ain't coming back. Fuck it. We ain't tearing our shit up.
I feel you on that. That 100 right there.
I ain't do that. That's what happened to Bud Naked over there. That's why we beat Bud Naked, because his own fucking home track wouldn't spray the motherfucker. And he got loose out there. And we lighting
like
up on the fire out there. We know what Hancock was going to do. Leave it all in out there. We turned that bitch down once it got out there and just flew right by him. We already knew what was going to happen. Because one shit.
Man, we had to about 15 calling. How's it going?
We had no 15 calls. I had a remote control on that shit. I said, well, when I get around about the 3:30, I slow that bitch down. We slowed that bitch down and cut that light on, see.
Man, we had to, when we planted that tree, them flames on, I said, God damn, it's over. It's over.
But guess who you,
cut that
guess
bitch
who you
off.
Need to blame? Guess who you need to blame? The track.
Hey, I don't need to blame nobody. They had a track guy there. I had water coming out of it on that big E. It was jet.
Nah,
wasn't
no water coming
way.
Out of that motherfucker. Wasn't no water coming out of it. Wasn't no glue down there. Wasn't no glue down there.
We wrecked about a month.
One time.
What that was about
man,
a month and a half before, I just had wrecked down there, tore my shit all to pieces. Came right back like the tore it up again. All right, what the
it
hell going on
no,
now?
One
cup
no water.
So
because they ain't got no glue down on that motherfucker.
Trick or treat, we should see a damn bunch of damn raise your tires coming up into that hole.
Trick or treat, y'all gonna see some hugs.
I think Cole Killer's gonna come over there and raise this too on trick or treat, ain't
he? Hey, trick or treat, I'm gonna tell you like this right here, goddamn DJ. My son called and asked me and said, Dad, what we doing for trick or treat? I said, don't worry about it. You gonna think it's 4th of July, that motherfucker. We ain't buying no goddamn 4th of July for this year, because we're gonna do it at goddamn trick or treat. We're going to have planes coming out that motherfucker throwing out there. We're going to be goddamn, boy, you're going to think it's a dragon fight around that bitch.
There's going to be some goddamn dragons in the house. I'm going to say that now. It's going to be some motherfuckers.
We're
going to
have some planes coming out, goddamn it. I told motherfucker I want my flames coming on in the burnout.
Boy, you crazy.
Yeah. I called my goddamn tool, and I said, I want my goddamn flame coming on in the burnout. Fuck them motherfuckers coming on, goddamn it, when you let the trash break go on. I want them motherfuckers coming on in the burnout.
But
live
action
anyway.
Ooh, shit. It's been to get good. It's been to get good.
Yeah, this shit been to get real good.
That man's in the fucking burnout.
What you gonna do to Tony Wright with? Man, I'm gonna slap the shit. Man, I bet I catch Tony Wright motherfucking ass. The motherfucker. Don't you know this motherfucker had a nerve enough to be getting mad because motherfucker wouldn't pay him to come to a race and they put him on the fly. I said, motherfucker, you ought to pay them double to come in that motherfucker. Anytime you come in somebody's race and they didn't advertise you and you don't race, shit, you need to pay them to leave out the motherfucker. But when I catch his motherfucking ass, I'm going to kill him. I don't want to hear that bullshit. His shit popping, his car ain't right. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to run you if the damn, if we had to get under that motherfucking shit for ourselves, I'm going to run his motherfucking ass.
Okay, I got to ask, what about the gangster boo?
Gangster boo? Hey, man, let me explain something to you. They ain't got that name. Hold on, let me straighten this up first. They changed the name on the car. Y'all didn't know. The motherfucker's not named Gangsta Boo no more. The name of the motherfucker is Gangsta Who.
Come on now.
Gangsta Who.
Gangsta
Who. It ain't Gangsta Boo. It's Gangsta Who.
Okay.
Hey, DJ.
What about Cold Killer?
You know,
I'm putting everything up in that. What's Cold Killer?
We're looking for Cold Killer when he get out there. We looking for him when he come out. He ain't made no move yet. And we just watching the goddamn radar. And when he make a move, we gonna make a move and he dead, you know. We just waiting on him to make a move.
Don Yates.
Wait a minute, that's North 29 hero. Y'all can't do that. Y'all can't count out the North 29 hero. I said the up North 29 hero. Oh, okay. Think about it. Well, you counting all these motherfuckers. You know I got these motherfuckers on that list, DJ, and you know I ain't got paid off these motherfuckers. You trying to make me mad, see. You got me making me mad, goddamn it. You know I got Dunye down for 8,700 and ain't got no time out his ass this year.
I got one song for them 901 boy. Let me play it for them.
I sit alone in my four cornered room, standing in candles.
Everybody do this all day.
At night I can't sleep. I toss and turn. Candlesticks in the dark. Visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just.
Yeah, that's all he's doing. Sitting in that goddamn room looking at candles and shit. They ain't doing it.
I know you can't sleep at night, motherfucker, thing with that dick stuck up on your back. No, you can't sleep, motherfucker.
Hey, you got me tonight. I ain't got no drink in me tonight. Goddamn, I can't talk shit to you. I ain't liquored up tonight. I let you have that one. You win tonight, motherfucker. You win. The baby sleep.
I'm on
top.
We on top, motherfucker. You answer to us. Like, see, I'm just getting you a break. Come back over there, running your last mile. Really, I'm doing your favor. See,
let me tell you something. When I come over there,
to Holly Springs. I said I wasn't never coming. But, you know, y'all some good guys.
You
like
go.
I said, y'all
you gotta go.
Up.
You gotta go.
I'm
but
telling
you.
Y'all,
why
y'all
is it that you ain't gonna never
nigga.
Come?
I,
why you say you ain't
like
gonna never come?
I don't I don't like that track. I don't like that track.
How
you
gonna
like something you ain't never been in? You ain't never been there.
Like, I know it's a Radio Tie track, and I don't run Radio Tie. I
man,
see.
Did Realtree have on radio? Did Realtree have on radio?
I don't know nothing about what Realtree had. I ain't never looked
Realtree
at that.
Realtree had on a slick. That man gapped us, and he had on a goddamn slick, man. He had on a damn radio on.
I'm coming. Like I said, y'all looked out for when I had that rig. I drove all the way to fucking Memphis to get a car for some parts and shit. But, hey, you know, I'm coming. Y'all looked out for him. I'm coming to support y'all. Y'all were the first one to step up and say, hey, butt naked. We
well,
got whatever
you
need.
How much money you bringing when we can write this shit down since you come to support us?
I don't know how much I'm bringing, goddamn. I don't know what the hell my car call got at the shop yet. I got to see what my car call.
What you getting done to? Mm-hmm. What you getting done to?
Yeah, well, upgrading.
Well, just double it up. Whatever it costs to get that motherfucker out, that's what we want to run for.
Got it.
That'll work.
Because you might have to
work.
Take it back.
Hey, I can tell it's finna get good. It's finna get good.
See, depending on Hancock, them think they gonna get him out of this shit. Him, Hancock, them ain't gonna be able to get you out of this shit, man.
Get me out of what?
I promise you that. This ass, dude, you already know what.
I went out and told that man to do what we gotta do. And goddamn it, this motherfucker right. He called me tonight. I had to click over on the show. He said, "We done."
That's who we're going to have to call, Hancock. Yeah, we might fuck around and fuck Hancock up if you goddamn get out of line.
Well, goddamn it, he out of line. You ain't got to say but word, goddamn. Say word,
hey,
motherfucker.
We're going to draw the line with your ass.
Yeah.
And I tell you, it's class, when we whoop your ass, when we whoop your ass, we'll lock Hancock ass in.
Well, we can go ahead and do it in Holly Springs. Bring all three of them down. All four of them down now. That's what we'll do.
Shit.
Y'all got y'all four bags. We'll bring our four bags. Now, what's up?
Yeah, we can do that. We can do the battle of the four. Four horsemen.
Yeah,
knock your ass in.
I got to get him
lock
on the phone. I can get him on the phone.
Lock in at 5:30, motherfucker. Four horsemen.
Let me tell you something.
Ooh,
we're going to lock
woo.
In. And we're going to lock in
it's
behind the closed doors of this goddamn
o'clock.
Radio show. We're going to lock in on the radio show. You know how we're going to do it.
Hey, DJ.
I'm here.
Hey,
I'm here.
DJ.
Yes, sir.
I threw a message.
if you approve it, I know it's a real deal, Mark. I'm going to say that. I know if you approve it's a real deal.
We ready to go. We tired of sending this motherfucking shot and working on these ragland trucks. We ready to go.
Oh, shit. Well.
And DJ, you
right.
Ain't say. We catch you out there with Junior. We're going to knock your ass off.
Hey, I can't. Listen, I can't say nothing until I ain't ready. I can't sit there and say nothing.
When is it going to be ready?
Huh? I don't know yet.
When is
it going to be ready? It'll be ready around that time for sure, I'm sure, so.
I'm saying, what do you what do you need? We might can help you. We got to catch a shot down there, too.
Nah.
Is it something you're doing secret?
Nah, I'm just waiting. I'm waiting on a component. That's all. Waiting on something.
What you need?
No.
We got parts for everything. Turbo,
all
right. Shit.
But you said it's going to take you a long time to wait on this component.
No, I'm trying to see what you need. It's not gonna take long. Honestly, it could be in a day now. What I'm saying is I was hoping it'd be ready last week, but I'm saying it could be in a day.
Hey, DJ.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all putting butt naked mode in your car?
Yeah, there we do. I'm gonna burn over tonight.
Hey,
y'all need to let me put that motherfucker in that shouting and show y'all a real goddamn number. That's what y'all need to let me do.
Hey. man, that weak motherfucker you got came
man,
down
you,
from
you,
the junior. How in the hell we going to put that motherfucker
in? Man, them weak motherfucking motors y'all got over there, I got the big motor in the goddamn country, boy. What the hell you talking about?
Well, you crazy motherfucker. That weak motherfucker you got. Hey.
Lil Mo had that motherfucker popping like you trying to pop some popcorn in that motherfucker.
That is bad car flute.
Huh?
No, Jane fucked with it. Hancock.
Hancock got the goddamn world record, don't he? Hancock got the world record, don't he?
Yeah.
So hey, Tim Lynch used to have that motherfucker all the time, too. He used to be the first one to go home. You goddamn, we put our big motor some 29s on our Pro Mod. We had a fucking world record, too, motherfucker.
I think this Turbo 10, hold on, let me see. 334-9620.
Yeah, my wife!
Hey, what's going on?
Hey,
what's going on, Turbo?
Hey, you been running that reefer truck. You been running that reefer truck real good.
I'm in it right now.
Good. Hey, I'm gonna ask you this right here, Turbo. You know, I gave you that offering last year. That offering's still up now. You can send me $5,000 now. When I get to the track, I won't say I act like I'm scared of you. Or
I'm gonna put your check in mail right now.
Well, once I get that $5,000, when we get to the track, you draw on me. I'll back up and make you look good. But if you don't do that, I'm going to put this dick on you.
You might say you didn't like
that. Now, you're going to know you're going to owe me $12,000 if you don't do that. I'm going to knock your ass off.
Go the other way this year.
Because Marv, you know me and Marv fucking with them trucks now, right? You know we got a few trucks, right? And Marv called me up there and said, hey, We need to get us a couple of reefer trailers. I said, hell, I'm running right now. We got some running now. We just got to get the money. We just got to collect the goddamn money.
Hey, Ryan. Tell him, Glenn. He don't believe nothing. He has motherfucker like Glenn back in the day.
He hard-headed. How much is loan here paying? How much we paying off this loan? We getting paid off this loan when you doing? Where you going?
Man, we ain't getting paid on about $7,500.
Oh, shit. Well, how many of them you got four goddamn we raised?
got four right now. Now what you want to do?
Goddamn, boy, it's going to be lovely when I see you. Is you bringing the turbo car, the G-Potty, and the Mustang?
I ain't bringing the turbo car.
Just the G-Body and the Mustang.
Yup.
Well, yeah, I'm cool with that. Well, shit, that's $7,000, I know, so that's...
Count it up.
$7,000.
Hey,
Tim, you gonna make it this weekend or what?
That's the plan. It's on my Sunday, right?
Yeah, Chop said they coming.
Oh, man, I know we gonna knock the bottom out of this goddamn hole.
Chop been on vacation. I said, Chop, you on vacation? He said, yeah, I'm on vacation. Well, I said, don't spend all my goddamn money then. Put your gal on the phone. I told her, goddamn it, don't get no motherfucking Gucci. Get a goddamn coach. Hell yeah. Don't buy no goddamn Louis Vuittons and shit over there. I'd have asked one of them coaches or goddamn a Dooney Bird or something.
All right. I hear you talking, bro.
Yeah, well, you got some up your sleeve. You ain't talking shit.
I can't talk right now.
All right, there.
He running that goddamn produce, baby. He goddamn getting that paper.
Right,
I want you to get a new job, a new business, because that goddamn bullshit-ass goddamn body shop you got down there, you ain't making no money. We can't make no beat you up. We can't win no money off your ass.
This new way, man. It's up and down. It's up and down.
That's because you're getting them run-ass paint jobs. I told you about that shit.
Well, I told you I would have a run to a dry spot any day. You cut that run and sand and buff that bitch out of that dry spot, you ain't going to cut it in all. Sand and buff it out. The dress, you gotta repaint that motherfucker. That ruin
you need to quit
that
pouring that
buff.
Water on the floor and get you a boot. You need to quit pouring that goddamn water on the floor and get you a boot.
Nah. I got a boot, but you might be right about that water, because I had one the other day, God. That was so humid. I put some water on the floor trying to hold that dub down. Shit.
Uh-huh.
That goddamn paint dub goddamn died back like a
motherfucker. I told you that motherfucker didn't have no boot.
I told you that.
I do got a boot.
What you putting water on the float in for? What the hell you putting water on the float for then?
McCartney and him, no more of that goddamn spray boot mask. You got masks that you spray and the store was closed, so I decided to put some water down there instead of using that mask. I ain't have none of that shit. That shit fucked me up. Then you put that mask
that
down and they hold that trash down.
That antique ass booth you got, man, you need one of them new motherfuckers.
Man, I'm not going to pay no goddamn $150,000, $200,000 for no booth. Fuck that booth. I'm going to retire for a while.
Brand new down
no
draft.
Like that. I got a down draft.
You got down draft?
Yeah.
It should be done. Yeah. Man, that man got one of the more antique motherfuckers with house fans in that motherfucker box.
Hey, I used to have one like that, man. Don't knock it till you try, goddamn. Let me open that Larry Mike. 478-882.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Is it Kenny?
Yes, sir.
What's
Mr. Wright.
What up,
Kenny? I don't know. What's going on? How y'all doing tonight?
Trying to make it, brother. You hear all these bands? We got 901 and Ref 4 tonight. You hear them, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, we do what he say, man.
Yeah, oh yeah, can't knock that.
You know, I ain't got nothing bad to say about Witt. You know,
he got A1 credit in the Grudge game. Man, he got A1.
If a lot of more were doing like Witt and Jolly Rancher, you know, we wouldn't have too many talk shows because you'd be out racing, right?
Yeah, right.
I like that. You right about that, goddamn it. Just think about 30 minutes and my boy Nicky got to babysit. He got to babysit in 30 more minutes. He can't grudge and do all this shit, man, babysitting and this and that and all that. Who got to babysit with?
But next 30 minutes, that baby will be on the phone crying and hollering. Everything.
What you said, man? I said 30 minutes, you won't have to babysit, motherfucker. Hey, what you trying to say? The baby started
crying somewhere. He up the ball in my. Hell yeah.
What's the baby going to do if he keep crying? Come on, Bill.
Damn.
I'm sorry.
Y'all give me three here, but y'all about right, though, you know?
We're going to give you a break, though, but Nick, you will race, though. You will try to race, man. We're going to give you a break, though. But,
you know I'm the last of a goddamn dying breed, motherfucker. You know how I go. Don't act like I won't.
Now, if you beat us in Lobster Mountain, yeah, goddamn it, don't be goddamn trying to talk crazy and shit.
I'm coming with me some rage. I'm going to try to get out.
If a motherfucker like you, Twin, or any one of them motherfuckers beat us in that hole, I'm going to give y'all my key. I got a key to that motherfucker. I'm going to that motherfucker.
Oh, hell. Which, but leave Twin out of it. Which. You got there. Leave them boys out of it. Don't send them back.
I ain't leaving Twin them out. We got something. These motherfuckers go to high gear this time. Ain't going to be no goddamn trying to separate. I can tell you
that right now. Whit, don't call it bad. Leave them bad out of it, Whit. Leave them out
of it. One thing about it, they ain't got shit we ain't got. So we goddamn going to go to, we're going to go to foul bow fighting with their ass.
Because we'll be in the woods. That's what bad
that
shit in the woods.
That might be true,
right. Until proven, though, Whit, leave them bad out of it, man. They leave them bad out of it.
Man, I don't give a fuck about them bales. They're going to have to come like they're some bales. They're going to have to show me.
But see, Kenny, when you hear them talk like you know that, you know we're going to see some action, though.
Right.
I mean, we not listening to motherfuckers just talking. We know motherfuckers just talking now ain't going to race.
Hey, when you going to have your stuff ready, man?
Man, when they get ready. I can't talk. I can't say nothing until I'm ready, Kenny.
Well, DJ, go on mute then.
I'm on mute. I ain't saying that. Goddamn, if I go on mute, how I'm gonna run the show? Goddamn it! Come on,
that button, Nick. Oh, wait a minute, hold. Oh, DJ, you still on there? Okay. Nick, go. I guess they did, though. Oh, but nigga was trying, though, when we was out there in Montgomery, man. I ain't going to tell you no lie, Whit. I lost $50.
Yeah. It's a bunch of motherfuckers lost. It's a bunch of motherfuckers lost, Penny.
A lot of them ain't going to tell you that, but I'm honest to tell you, when I saw them drag rails, I was like, oh, hell. I said, but they going to be Whit. That's what I said. And show note, and when... Right there where them guys was mopping at, that was Butt Naked lost.
See, that what happened. That what happened, Kenny. What happened was everybody see them drag regulars, right? I'm going to tell you what the game is. Bam.
Uh-huh.
They go tell the people that run the track, hey, don't spray it no more. Don't spray it no more. And it worked against him. He got out there, one shit out there, that motherfucker moved around on him, and boom, that radio hooked back up and shot right past his ass, see? See, if you got that,
you know what, you had it going on early, but your ass done fucked around there and told some lying now. You know, I was fighting that goddamn car all goddamn day. That car, I had a car from Dicto for 2 days straight, and your ass done turned a lie on me. Come on, I told him for not spray the track no more. Motherfucker, you goddamn lie.
I'm paying him to spray the motherfucker, you paying him not to spray it. See? And it worked against you.
Well, you know what? I ain't going to say so much as spraying it, drag it, you know. Anytime
hey,
you got to spray,
Kenny,
anytime
Kenny,
you got
to spray. And, hold on, Kenny. Did you go with Jolly Ranch and them over the motor this weekend?
Yeah, you see me out there, Whit. I didn't go.
But how many times did that man drag and spray that track?
Oh, I didn't go Saturday. No, I didn't go Saturday. No, I didn't. I didn't go
Man,
Saturday.
They said that man dragged and sprayed that motherfucker about 8 times.
Come on, Tom.
See, that's what you want. That's what you want. You want that glue down there. By time nightfall, it's already down there. So when them cars get out there, they got something to hold on to at night. See? And these folks go out there and spray these motherfuckers one time. I can tell you every track to spray it one time. Maker.
Yeah.
Jay Vaughn, he got out there with a goddamn hand spray, a motherfucking thing that they goddamn spray for.
Man, they ought to ban them hand sprayer when you, especially when you out there mid track trying to spray.
Well, the hand sprayer for the starting line. The hand sprayer, Jay Bone was got that. Did the whole track with a damn hand sprayer. And when Butt Naked and Sanjay Race, both of them motherfuckers like to wreck that there. We like to wreck. Big Low like to wreck. Cause he ain't putting shit out there for when the night falls.
Oh, I'm glad you said that though. Then has anybody heard? I heard Big Low had an accident this weekend. Anybody know anything about that?
I heard that too.
We talked to him on the morning show, man. He said he was doing pretty good. Now he said a little minor stuff, you know. Well, I mean, you live on DJ Grant's show. Call him, talk to him.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, I mean, the car ain't totaled or nothing, and he's all right.
No, I don't think so. No.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. That's
big,
good.
The biggest thing, he all right. I heard that he was all right. I didn't know if the car was going, you know, it's going to be
one
something
thing about
a long time.
He's going to race. He's going to race.
That's
Big
true.
Low going to race. Them boys, they're going to race.
A lot of people been counting them out, but I say he's going to. I'm just waiting to see some of these end of the year races that pop up when everybody all together.
I don't know how they do the track where he was at. But I'm just saying, man. I'm staying on that. They can say I keep talking about it, but man, like the House of Hook, Jeff and them spraying that track way more than they usually spray that track, way more because they see it's helping the little tire car. It's helping us. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it ain't hurting the big tire car.
I wish I would put that at our damn track. On they won't spray. They got some teak glue they spraying our track with over him. There ain't no goddamn VAT on it. The fuck it is.
But
hey,
I got to come to your track and run you on that bullshit on the 12th. But I'm going to come.
I don't know where that is. I ain't never been to Last of Mile. I don't know where the fuck that is. I got to Google it.
Yeah.
Phoenix City, Alabama.
Well, I'm going to tell you what a lot of the track uses, half and half. What I mean they couldn't
the shit. But if they keep spraying it, if they ain't nothing wrong with cutting it. But if you spray the shit out of it and keep spraying it, then you won't have to worry about, you know, the motherfucker not having no glue down and not being able to hook and not being able to go down the track. You see what I'm saying? And then they so goddamn dumb, these track on so goddamn dumb. Now, Moulton, they track getting all the talk like a motherfucker. Everybody been talking about that track, how good it
was.
Yeah. They ready to do another race at that track already, man. So when you, it's only good for you when you put it down. When a motherfucker come at your track and run a number and run what he been running or run faster, shit, he going to want to come back. But when a motherfucker go to your track and can't hardly get down the motherfucker and detune it and this and that and like the wreck and shit out there, they don't want to come back to that bullshit. They don't want to come back. They don't want to fuck with that.
I agree. Y'all let me only need two mics up. 708-0313.
God damn, that shit good. Kicked it. That bitch went down. I said, oh, fuck me. I still hooked that bitch up. Shit. I said,
708.
Shit up. Then
708-0313. Your mic is lying. You hooked that bitch up and it went down. Say it again.
Oh, my fault, man. Hey, I ain't pushed the one button, man. Y'all, this stuff is janky, man. I ain't pushed the one button.
But you want some action.
Do I want some action? As soon as you come up north, you get all the action you want.
Uh-oh.
Yes,
okay.
Sir. Anything is possible.
Well, we're coming up that way. We'll be up that way very soon.
I introduce myself.
No.
You some good guys. I like listening to you guys. You guys are funny.
We appreciate you.
Appreciate you calling in.
Can you do me a favor when we come up there?
What's that, sir?
Can you guarantee me they're going to spray and drag and spray the goddamn tracks when we come up there?
Hey, man. Hey.
We guarantee it.
He said he got it. He got it. You know what I'm saying? Personally, to tell you, I race that 66. I race at the NHRA track.
Yeah.
We guarantee it.
But I think Biz and them going to have it right.
I just got a text. Wait, let me read it to you. Let me tell you what they say. Somebody jabbing. Smart motherfuckers don't need great track prep. Smart people with good tuners can get down anywhere as long as the surface is smooth and flat. That was somebody that texted with.
I can tell you who texted.
I don't give a fuck who said it because they really right about that. They right. But now when you give me a good surface, I can go faster. When you give me a mediocre surface, then I have to race the track. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
And he right about what he said, and that's why I go to any track and race. I can say, no, I ain't going to Louse the Mount.
Yeah,
I don't think they're going to prep it good. I ain't never been, so I can't say that till I get there. I can say I ain't going to Montgomery. They don't spray the motherfucker one time. I can say a lot of tracks that I ain't got to go to that ain't doing what I want, but I'm going anyway. You see what I'm saying? Just to show them that,
gotcha.
Hey, I'll give you a chance. Everybody deserves a chance. You see what I'm saying? So,
I guess.
You know, if you can't take this and make your track better, I ain't trying to hurt your track. I'm trying to help your track.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the daycare live in the living color, but naked.
Yeah, she's sitting right on my knee, boy, trying to get the keyboard. We got another caller.
Oh yeah,
I get they private. They got 111.
Damn.
You're mic and live, private number. All one. You're mic and live. 111.
That's a motherfucker that's in the bushes. Man. They in the bushes, man. No motherfucker no more, man. He really meant to dial 911. Bushes,
219-2285, your mic is live.
That leeching. That leeching, baby.
What's happening, man?
Man, what the fuck you want, Leon?
Man, shut your ass up, man. There you go again. Hey, Mark, you know the last time you said you Mark Obama, goddammit. You gotta stop saying that.
I'm Mark Obama, goddamn, I approve that message. You guys starting the race, we'll beat your motherfucking ass. What you got?
I bet you won't.
We'll take Junior, whoop your motherfucking ass.
I bet you won't.
Well, lock your sweet ass in for the weekend.
I lock you in for the 19th.
What 19th?
the 19th, the North versus the South. Ain't you bring your monk ass up here?
I'm not, man. We ain't fucking. We ain't coming to that junk ass track
hey,
up there.
Oh, okay, you act sexy, man. I'm just telling you, man. That's what I'm saying.
We ain't coming to junk ass track no more. We sipping
this shit. Okay, okay. Wait, nothing to talk about then. You coming to let Tony Ray?
We going to let Tony Ray with?
Nah, we're going to be Wayne Ray.
Hey, it's going to be more money than Tony Ray to this Wayne Ray. Hey, wait, what race Wayne have?
Shit, I don't know how you think that. Wayne told Wayne having a motherfucking 10,000 free entry guaranteed.
Hey, what, Wayne in Detroit?
Yeah, Wayne in Milan.
Man, ain't going to do shit. You better get your ass over to Lil Tony race.
Shit. Lil Tony race is, I ain't going to be able to make Lil Tony race. That's still going to be too close. I ain't going to be able to get up there that minute that quick.
I
didn't
know Wayne was having no damn race.
Yeah, Wayne raised August 9th.
I didn't know that. Tony
having a nice race, too. But Tony raises $1,000 buy-in, and you win $10,000 guaranteed. But Big Wayne races to win $10,000 guaranteed free entry.
You can't have it. Nope.
Oh, I ain't even know where they have no race. Hey, they fucked up when they don't have no schedules for these races. They only get it through a word of mouth.
Yeah. But see, we're going about also on the 26th, actually.
Who did your hand?
July 26th, we're going about also the fuck Tony Wright up.
Who did that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm?
He the other motherfucker. He the other motherfucker want to meet over there. But, Nick, you want to meet us in Vidal's on the 26th?
I meet y'all in Macon, goddammit, this weekend. What's up? 5-on-10.
Macon?
Macon? <I'm gonna be laughs> down,
y'all know Macon ain't goddamn. We might have to throw that shit in one time.
Oh, yeah, somebody keeps mashing the one. But let me see when they keep clicking in, clicking out. 313-747.
What's up, Bud Naked, DJ Grant? Oh, Leon, what the fuck you mean we ain't gonna have no good motherfucking race at Milan, man?
Okay. I didn't know y'all was having no motherfucking race.
Everybody know we having a race August 9th. We giving away $10,000 motherfucking dollars. Free entry fee. This is Little Fred from Never Scared Racing.
Okay.
Oh, that's what they said they were going, Little Fred.
No, he said we ain't going to have shit. You better go to Little Tony race.
Hey,
I heard
hey,
what the
Fred,
fuck he said. You're not racing, motherfucker.
Huh?
What you say?
I said you non-racing motherfucker. I ain't biting my motherfucker tongue.
I bet you ain't got nothing to whoop me with.
Oh, I will.
I bet you don't have nothing.
I bet you won't lock in with that white trash.
I'm already locked in. Tell him get that shit fixed.
Oh yeah, you is locked in.
We locked in.
Yeah, you right. You is locked in. You locked in. You pop butter in bag too.
That what you to tell him get a fix. What's taking you so long to get it fixed?
Don't worry about it. You got one fresh.
How about locking in there? Because I'm already locked in.
I already know you locked in. You pop butter in bag, too.
Well, it don't matter. You can't get the free money then. It's money.
Exactly.
Well, what's taking y'all so long?
Don't worry about it.
Well, when y'all get ready, you let me know because I'm ready, sir.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be the first to know. We're going to knock your head off.
We don't take so long. Talk is cheap, man. I got oil pressure now, mama.
How long it took you?
It don't matter. It's fixed. Y'all got more money than I got.
It took you 2 years to get your shit fixed, didn't it?
No, I was racing last year, too.
Yeah, hucking and bucking.
Well, you didn't win it. Win it now.
We're going to blow your asshole off.
Get it fixed, man. Hey, Ma.
Huh?
Tell that motherfucker what to do when he got no oil pressure. I can talk that shit now.
I'm going to say what the fuck I want to say, whether we got oil pressure or not.
He ain't got no oil pressure. Tell him again, motherfucker.
Lock in.
Tell him. Give him your motherfucking neck.
You probably said the fuck up when you ain't got no oil pressure.
There you go.
Hey, Leon.
You
got
another
one
now.
Hey,
Bud Nigga.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to be personal, none of your personal business or nothing. Your old lady gone out and left you with the baby again?
Yes, she did. You know I babysit every goddamn night.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm headed over there to meet her, so.
Hey, wait. Let me ask you a question. Do you want the show to go on or you want me to goddamn babysit? Which one you want me to do?
Hey, come on, man.
Let the show go on.
Hey, put me in on your goddamn babysit.
You're right, but Nick, we gotta give you your props. You grudge race ain't babysitting. I gotta give you your props. You're a bad motherfucker. Cause I ain't gonna laugh, but nigga, them boys had me doing all kind of stupid ass shit, my boy.
Oh man.
Yeah. So yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do. Them motherfuckers out here 4 in the morning talking about some McDonald's. Hey, motherfucker, you need to be asleep.
Hey, what you trying to say? Jay ought to have a trophy for babysitting of the year.
Oh, yeah, he got that plaque.
Will.
He got that goddamn plaque at the goddamn banquet, huh?
Will.
Yeah.
How much longer before we hear y'all crank up that rotary remote?
All the motherfuckers had the rotary remote, goddamn it, in Montgomery. Motherfucker, come! You motherfucker, come over there with a motherfucking goddamn what the fuck that was? Goddamn RX-7 or some goddamn Supra or some shit. I wanted to grudge race y'all ass with that hand y'all fucked up over there. But I said, nah, I ain't gonna draw on them. Yeah, live action on the goddamn Wonder.
No, he came at them buttons. Stop.
It must have been a homemade stick or something because it wasn't a real deal.
It was the little car y'all had in Montgomery.
Oh, you talking about Nissan?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You going to draw on that with what?
Goddamn Predators, street car.
What you going to do?
I'm gonna give you motherfucker the hit.
That was too much. That's too strong for us.
Bag down then, goddamn.
Back in the bush. Yes, sir. Back in the bush.
Ain't nobody bagging down. Don't bag down.
Don't bag down.
Turbo Tim. You just finished that load, Turbo Tim, man. Finish that logbook and all that shit. And get that money, man.
We don't do logs.
Hey, Turbo, you know what I need you to do?
What's that?
I need you to run 2 logbooks in that motherfucker.
Man, we run 4.
Goddamn. Mark, we got cake, goddamn. Bobby, Mark, we got cake, goddamn. This motherfucker run 4 logbooks.
I told
you. Hey, DJ. Can you bring Turbo 10, can you bring us a load of fruit when you come?
Yeah, I bring you a load of watermelon.
Goddamn, thank you, man. I'll take the load of watermelons, goddamn it, for the race. We'll bet the load of watermelons. I'd rather have a load of goddamn watermelons.
Now, load of watermelon cost you about 20.
Whatever we're going to run, yeah, put the load of watermelons up.
Hey, put me a load of sidewick. I'm going to come get some and bring them back up north.
You got to win these goddamn watermelons, Leon. Don't get off in this. That Turbo 10 going to try to knock your ass off. You better not fuck with Turbo now, Leon.
Hey, wait. If you get a load of watermelons, I know I can get me about 4 of them out of there.
You better stay over there with Forever Scared.
Watch your mouth. See, we ain't asking for no goddamn watermelon. Only me and I asking for watermelon.
Hey,
we
man,
go
get your
foot longer than bitches.
Hey, the man told you gonna lay on your neck. Get your car fixed, boy.
You lay on your neck. As a matter of fact, you already on your neck.
I can hit that ignition anytime I get ready now, boy.
Yeah, it sounded like a lawnmower when you did that shit the other day.
And you still get
what?
Them
Leon, you can't fuck with me on this mic, man. You need to go lay on your stomach, man.
I'm going to blow your ass out, man. Y'all
whatever.
Heard that no scared racing cop pick.
Hey,
okay.
Now, Leon, now, see, when you getting them boys, a reason to fuck with you. Now, when you say you got oil pressure, that means you're ready to race. So you can have oil pressure, but you might not be ready to race.
It's been raining, man. That mother set up in the garage, cocked and loaded. If that damn white cop peek, I'm going to break his back, man.
Well, you know what you got to do, though, Leon. The next race y'all have up there that's dry, you got to Gruis race somebody.
Well, I will.
I believe you because I know you done raced up plenty of times. But I'm just telling you what you got to do to get these boys off your back. Other than that, they're going to be on your back because you got oil pressure.
Hey, Ben's got a race coming up. Little Tony got a race coming up. And Wayne got a race coming up. I want the first race. Whatever one first coming up, I'll be there. Wait on them if they ready.
Well, you need to catch one of the races before that race. That way you can go on Grudge race somebody and make sure you're good to go. That way when that race gets there, you can go on and do what you got to do.
I usually don't talk like this, but I'm ready now, so I'm sitting there ready, man. I ain't got nothing else to prove. That mother's sitting there waiting.
Oh, you done shook down and everything. You good to go.
This time it's set up in the garage waiting, man.
And
Wayne gets picking one around me this weekend, I'm going to run him. We locked.
That motherfucker ain't shook shit down.
Oh, shit.
Hey,
Leon, have you shook down?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, okay.
Leon, when did you shake down? Bringing it in and out of the trailer?
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you how I can shake down. If y'all fix it, I'll be up there where y'all left and blow y'all ass
I know
ass
you
ain't
shake down because all you like to do is go off the trailer.
What's wrong with that?
That's to each his own, man. To each his own.
Right.
And what you like to do, that's what you like to do. Yeah.
I'm doing it just like a...
We're going to shake your ass up. That's what we're going to do.
Hey, man, would you please hurry and get that shit fixed, man?
I like to go off the trailer in Holly Springs, though. I go off the trailer in Holly Springs, Valdosta, and goddamn it, Orlando.
313-2526 is Mike and Lyon. Who's speaking with?
It's my home boy.
Forever Skid. Sound like Forever Skid.
Hey, motherfucking Leon. The only reason Leon want to go off the motherfucking trailer is he got the big ass 33-inch tires on that motherfucker.
He's a fucking Hey, wait, long as you know me, what I have
to stop. You always had big ties in Willibald.
Right. There's nothing wrong with what I like. The only reason they say that
I ain't because
they want to race.
I'm just saying the only reason you try to lock motherfuckers in off the trailer because you got them big stupid-ass ties in Willibald. You're a fucking fraud.
Hey, I got a big-ass motor this time. Wait, ain't
locking
no race there for you to come out
no
field. All you gotta do is get your car fixed, man.
You so fucking stupid. We already locked in, motherfucker. We ain't even gotta talk.
Hey, that's your poodle talking. That was your poodle doing that, Wayne.
I'm talking. I got on there and corrected you because you talking about some don't go to our race. We ain't having no race.
I didn't say that. I said
you're here, motherfucker.
Face, man.
I don't get on here and speak unless I hear something about somebody saying something about my crew.
Hey, listen, I had a race last time, and I went to his race.
You must have said some okay ass shit, man, because about 15 people done texted and said the same motherfucking thing.
Man, and you know what, Wayne? You tell them people to suck my ass today.
Me and you on the same property, we're going to handle our business. Enough said.
Right.
It sounds like one of you guys got a cricket phone. Y'all breaking up.
That's Leon.
Man, my phone called more than your house, boy.
Yeah, I bet it do.
Damn.
I bet it do. We're going to retire your motherfucking ass.
You can't. I've been raising too long. You just started.
Man, we're going to retire. I've been in this shit a long time. My goddamn self, man.
Well, hurry up. Help him get it fixed then.
You don't worry about it. When he get fixed, we're going to be on your motherfucking head. Don't you run, neither motherfucker.
Hey, but nigga, get somebody on the show, man. They run around there switching lanes, goddamn. I'm going to break them people's back when they get ready, man.
Man, don't y'all ever believe that shit.
Hey, is Wayne Cotton going to be ready for his race?
Yeah, it's going to be ready.
I beat his ass on his race.
Hey, so you coming
out early? How y'all running? How y'all running?
We run ahead, I approach you 8 miles.
All right, 219-4-18, your mic is live.
What's up?
What up? Who you speaking with?
Hey.
Okay.
Someone say that there's a reach at Valdosa? The grudge me? Well, I think
219-418, who you speaking with?
Yo.
Who?
All the phone calls and shit.
What's up?
Hello?
What's up? I
got that thing off.
Who the hell's
up everything. Yeah.
Hey, Leon.
Hey.
Hey, bud, Nick, where Leon go?
Yeah, it's him.
Hey, I bet y'all can get you fucked up with Gold Digger, too.
Hey, me and Gold Digger got a date. We already got a date. Don't y'all try to get y'all car and fuck me up. Me and Gold Digger got a date. September the 6th.
I'll just let you know I can get you fucked up with that car, too.
But you got,
hey,
you
hey,
got let me know
hey,
you got a car.
Hey,
you
hey,
have a car, you better get fucked up.
Leon scattered dog, baby.
See how the cool get on the phone? We'll tell your motherfucking ass up, Leon, whatever we got in the camp.
Hey, Wick.
We're not putting clothes on the nigga, so.
Hey, where Wick at?
Where, Leon?
Can you see how all the mothers jugging at me now? Because I picked on, I said something about Wayne got up. You got the whole Detroit jugging at me now.
Well, you said you had oil pressure.
Wait, you need to get your time together. Quit getting Del Gold to me and Gold.
But nigga, open up Terry Mike.
Hey, Leon, this squishy, fuck that. I got a little pressure. What's up? When you coming to the show, right? On the 26th, right?
Yeah.
Okay, don't talk wrong. Don't move. Don't commit on the
crazy.
And I'll let you in. I'll let you come to the show as long as you don't talk crazy. Okay? I'll let you stick in and let some of that smoke shit.
Listen, I got two races locked in. When I get done with them, you can come on and get in line, too. But I'm coming to race,
man.
It's going to happen. You're going to win.
Of course, that's free money, man.
I already know. Leon don't want to fuck with you. Leon tired of giving young money sponsorship money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get you a T-shirt this year. Never scare young money at Carpet. We're going to put Leon in big, bold letters on the back. Okay. For real. You gotta get your T-shirt. You done spent so much money.
You hot laughing, man.
You get on the property, Leon. I'm gonna put that black bitch on you.
Hey, man, I don't know where you come from. I damn near be a more racing than you be at, so don't tell me what about getting on nobody's property.
Man, we don't.
Okay, well, I'm new. Just like when you go to jail, you got to punch the biggest motherfucker. That's where I come from. Fuck, I'm punching the big motherfucker. You come out, goddammit. Fuck it, I'll be the non-racing, not have a shit ass motherfucker. You can say all that.
I see you on the. When is Wayne Ray?
Don't stir, motherfucker.
August 9th.
Huh?
August the 9th.
Oh, that's before Miss Tony's race.
No, we got him all fucked up. He don't even know his name. We got him all fucked up.
I'm not racing this motherfucker.
He all discombobulated.
I'm not doing it at Tony's race. I'm going to wait.
We're going to do it in Michigan.
We're gonna do it on August
9th. Fuck it. We're gonna lock it in for August 9th. August 9th. Listen, man. We're gonna get this race coming up now, man. I'm gonna race Wayne on his date.
I don't know what to do.
Why don't you come on the 20, why don't you come on with the 26th?
Cause I gotta bust the shit that's gonna be in the way.
Well,
hold on,
get out
hold on 1 minute. Here comes Brian Davis. Hold on, here comes Brian Davis.
DJ.
Yes, sir.
Hey, did you guys say there was a grudge event?
Leah.
A grudge event.
We're gonna do it on the 9th. All right.
Man,
look, if you're going to race Wayne, because you know you're going to get your head broke off, I want some sloppy seconds. So if you might look at it as you might fuck around and get your money back. That's how you should look at that.
Can I ask you something? What's stopping you from running 26?
I got a few more races.
You got some races on the 26th?
Yeah, so I'm trying to spread them out. Because you're going to be on the property at Miami. So I'm spreading them out. I don't need to do you because I'm going to accommodate some Southern guys, a couple Southern brothers at that race down there on the 26th.
Hey, listen.
So I can go to get you to fuck out the way on the night.
Hey, look, Leon, hold on. On the 26th, I got two races locked in. After I get through them two races, I'll be set there and wait for you. If you got two races locked in on the 26th, when you get done, we just get out.
I got more than that.
Hey, but also understand this, Leon. If I'm there on the 26th and my car ready, you got the race, you got to pay me that punk out.
I ain't going to pay you shit. We going to race, Wayne. I don't never pay no punk out money.
Jeez, you fucked up.
Don't be paying no plug out money. I'm gonna race, sir. But you can get ready for that. Ain't no paying nothing.
Why
are y'all the best ass this year. I'm racing this year. I won't be scraping the wall and blowing the tires this year.
You must have went to the bank and borrowed a lot of goddamn money. Shit,
I make good money. I got a damn good job. You need one, Mike, and hire you to work.
Shit, you goddamn right. I take it. I ain't beyond that. Fuck are you talking about?
Hey, go on.
You can't get me like that. You got the bring the application. I'm going to whoop your ass. I'm going to fill it out and get to go to the other working shop. Beat the shit out of my boss.
Hey, go online and look up www.lkq.com and fill out the application. We everywhere.
You stupid. You stupid, Leon. You stupid.
Hey, Leon.
Yeah.
You going to be up there all the night?
Tell me I'm going to Wayne Ray.
Well, lock your motherfucking ass in.
Who was that?
Mark, motherfucker, you know who it is.
Hey, Mark, there you go again. I know what I'm about to do when I come down. I'm about to crack you upside your head. You need to bag up, man. This is the most shit. Stay out of the way.
Well, I want to fuck you up.
I call your name when I need you, Mark. You see, I'm around with all these Detroit boys. So, goddamn, let me tighten their heads up first.
Can I ask a question, Leon?
I'm listening.
And I don't know. I don't try to go on internet history, but how many wins in Detroit you had in the last year or two?
The first year I went up and didn't know.
God damn, Leon! You got to keep back
Listen. We on DJ and Butt Nugget Show. We're not finna talk about no shit like this. This is 2014.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. You just said what you're going to do to us, Detroit boys' heads, and you ain't never cracked the goddamn egg of this motherfucker.
Yeah, okay.
I ain't got to do nothing to you, man.
You can let it go back to Martin, Michigan to get fucked up again.
Yep. But what's going to happen when they get
fucked up? That's what I wanted to hear. That was what I was trying to hear.
Let me ask you something. What's going to happen when they get fucked up?
Every dog has the sun to shine on his ass once in his life. You might fuck around and get that. It's a 50% chance. But knowing your fucking record, nah, don't think that.
Hey, that happens to the best. So who wears? I don't worry about the tail. I'm wearing my now, sir. If I live off the tail,
okay,
I live off the tail. Get your ass up there on the 26th. Right. That's all I can tell you.
After you get the money locked in with Wayne, you come on over to me because I'm going to lock you in a race. I don't think you're going to race. I'm betting you won't race Wayne.
How much you want to bet? I'm going to bet you five. I'm going to ride Wayne.
No. Okay, well, you might do it. You might do it just to get the little 500, you know, but I guarantee you. Okay.
All right.
I'm not with Wayne. Which one you want to do it? I don't know where Wayne want to raise. Maybe Wayne want to raise this race.
Hey, Squinty, ask him what did y'all bet.
We bet $500.
We bet that he ain't.
The man
said
200, man. He said 200. He didn't say 500.
Leon,
you in the clear. It don't matter. You in the clear.
Well, what I was going to tell, I was going to tell Wayne, you going to race that his race. That's what I was going to make happen if I didn't race.
Right.
That's just a good idea. We just put that Wayne race. Is Wayne on the phone?
Yeah, he on the phone.
He probably on mute.
He at work.
When did y'all have it locked in for?
We just wherever we meet up at, it's a lot.
I don't know
if he gonna show up at Tony's race, but if he gonna do it, if he having a race, I do it at his race.
Hey, look, I got oil pressure, and it's a race around this bitch down there.
Okay.
Now, that's the bet. Whenever you see Wayne, I bet you ain't going to race him.
I think
okay.
All of you, honey.
Hey, Wayne. Hey, y'all got a bet.
Hey, Leon, I want some sloppy seconds.
I can't hear you, man.
I want some sloppy seconds. I don't got a beacon. Backup beacon. I want some sloppy seconds at August the 8th.
Who is that talking?
Squinty, this still me.
Huh? Man, wait a minute. Hold it up. Man, I don't understand what you're saying.
I want sloppy seconds after the shootout at Wayne's race.
Man, I ain't waiting for no motherfucking shootout. If you don't want me, if you don't run me before the shootout, fuck all that. I don't be wanting to really say no nice that way. We got to do that. You see what happened to Wayne? Oh, goddamn rain stopped there. Trying to race late till late at night. After 6 o'clock.
We're talking about August. You got damn. You got a crystal ball. Then it's gonna rain. You know. You've been to that goddamn mile track 100 times. Hold on, y'all. You've been to mile 100 times. You know they race that motherfucking August, July, and August till 2-3 in the morning. Stop it, man.
Oh man, that's eight years ago. We used to race like that.
They racing now. I just left that motherfucker on last races 4 in the morning. We didn't stop till 3:30. What are you talking about?